economical, the everything system. And this magazine, Time Magazine, from April 1998, April 27th, it says the future of money. And what they did in this issue is they went and interviewed the leading world bankers in the world. And they asked them what was the future of money, and they told them in the very near future just exactly what they ended to do. And I like this illustration in the article. And this isn't, they weren't interviewing the leading conspiracy theory pundits. They were interviewing the major leaders of the world banks. And what they said is what they intend to do in the very near future, and it's illustrated down here. It says money right here equals money. One card, a money card, equals money. It equals a credit card. It equals a debit card. It equals a Social Security and identification card, passport. It equals an insurance card. And it equals your life history. That's what they intend to do. And brothers and sisters, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's out in the open in black and white. They intend to bring the entire world under the same system in fulfillment of Bible prophecy, just like the Great Controversy said. And you can show it from many different angles. Let's move on. This is from the National Catholic Register, just to bring this part to a close, from June 18th, year 2000, not that long ago. The pro-abortion forces campaign to have the Vatican removed as a player in the United Nations had gathered 498 signatures from groups in more than a year, but a counter campaign to support the Vatican received 2,000 signatures from groups in just 4 months. This set a strong signal to the UN-related pro-abortion organizations that the Vatican remains a force in the world, one that will not go away. Catholics have a tremendous advantage at international conferences like this, or at least we should. In merely human terms, the Church is an unequaled international force with 1 billion members and a strong organization. It possesses a wealth of scholarship that is the head and not shoulders, head and shoulders above the intellectual resources of those who attack the family. They've already had a major battle in the United Nations about removing them, and they soundly defeated their opponents. They're philosophically already identified as the head of the United Nations.